Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Knoxville School Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, here to recap last night's school board meeting. Dr. Flack, thanks as always for coming in to talk with me today.
And thank you, Samantha.
Well, first of all, the board yesterday approved the sale of bonds, and that has to do with a couple of different construction projects that are going to be happening in the district. Can you kind of explain that process and how things happened last night?
Well, yeah, Samantha, we want to, or we need to borrow funds against our save or sales tax revenues over the next few years. We need to take care of the energy efficiency projects that were approved by the board a few weeks ago, the replacement of lighting throughout the district and, of course, the replacement of all the boilers within the district. We also are proceeding with the demolition of the old high school, old junior high building, which we'll get bids for that the first week of May, and want to proceed with the demolition of that in June. So that's another item that we'll need to be borrowing funds for. We also have a major plumbing project at the middle school. The water pipes in the middle school, of course, are original, so we need to replace those. So we have several large projects that we really need to get taken care of right away this summer, and this borrowing against these funds enables us to take care of those projects.
All right, and can you talk a little bit about the contract, or I guess the sale that was approved last night?
Yeah, the sale of the bonds, a little over $3 million worth of bonds, was approved to a firm in Chicago at an interest rate of 4.0802. It goes out to six decimal points, but according to Travis Squires, who works for Piper Jaffray, and which is the firm that handles the sale of the bonds for us and for most schools, as a matter of fact, we get a very, very good interest rate. The lowest interest rate that he's seen in the last several weeks. We have an A-plus bond rating with Standard & Poor's rating firm. So that rating firm and the fact that we are bank qualified helped us obtain those low interest rate bids. And all of the bids were very good. It just so happened that this particular rate offered by the firm in Chicago was the lowest.
And what is kind of, what goes into the equation to figure out the rating and, you know, the interest rate that you guys were able to get?
Essentially, the banks and the investment companies and so forth who invest in these bonds want to make sure that you're going to pay them back.
Sure.
You know, they. I was part of a conversation with Standard & Poor's, and they look at enrollment trends, they look at solvency ratios, they look at potential revenues and expenditures, they look at the sales tax revenues, they look at your physical plant revenues and expenditures. You know, I don't know exactly what kind of formula they use,
sure,
but they have something that they take all of the important information about the school district and also about the community, because they're also interested in industry within the community and the stability of those industries within the community.
All right. Also, the board last night ratified the 2011-2012 master contract with the KEA. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we had a very brief negotiation session this year with the KEA. The KEA, of course, represents the teachers who are employed in the Knoxville School District. And we reached agreement with the KEA on an increase of $100 on the base salary. So our generator base next year will go from $26,275 to $26,375. The board did agree to age the schedule, which means that all of the teachers will qualify for the next step on the salary schedule based on their experience. And those who can't advance any more steps receive a longevity pay, so that they do get some increase for the coming year. Money-wise, salary-wise, it was just a shade over a 2% increase, which is, I think, a very fair agreement this year for the teachers and for the district, because as everybody knows, with 0% allowable growth, with no increases in enrollment, you know, schools just don't have that much to play with.
Sure. Also approved yesterday was the teachers for the next upcoming school year, and it didn't seem like there were too many changes coming up.
No, we don't have very many resignations or retirements this year. Part of the reason for that is that the district is not offering a retirement incentive this year, so there may be, although it's hard to know, but there may be some who would consider retirement if the district was offering that incentive again, but that's something that the district and the board will look into again for next year.
Right. Also, the board reviewed the quarterly athletic fund report, and it seems like things are going pretty well with that.
Yeah, I think the goal is to make sure that, just like in our general fund, that in the athletic fund, that our revenues remain greater than our expenditures. And I know Athletics Director Randy Wilson, in partnership with the coaches, and Craig Mobley, the business manager, are working very hard to make sure that we don't overextend and don't overspend our revenues. Revenues are down a little bit this year as compared to last year at the same time. So much of that depends on, you know, number of home games and weather and that kind of thing. And also the performance of the teams. You know, seems like more people like to come out to watch teams that are winning.
Sure.
But, you know, our goal, our long-term goal, is that the athletic fund get out of the red, so to speak, for several years. Oh, past 5, 6, 7 years, we were spending more than we were receiving in our athletics fund, and the board has made a concerted effort to make sure that that trend changes.
All right. Well, it was a relatively short meeting yesterday, but I'm sure that it's a busy time in the district as the school year winds down.
Well, it is a busy time of year. You know, in addition to all of the bids that we're receiving for construction and demolition projects, we're still working on our laptop program. The Department of Education issued a ruling a week ago that allowed us to purchase almost every bit of our hardware, our equipment, and even some of the software through our physical plant fund, which helps us. So we started working with Apple again, and we're getting those orders so that our teachers can have their laptops by the middle of May, and that we're ready to initiate the program for our students next fall. In addition to that, you know, we have some coaches that are working hard to make plans and raise funds for a fitness center. And we've also got a very active committee of school people and community people who have visited auditoriums in Grinnell, Appella Christian, at Perry, and in Southeast Polk, trying to put together some ideas for the potential for an addition of an auditorium at the high school. So yes, there are a lot of things going on. You know, prom just got over with. Now all our attention is focused toward graduation. So there are never any dull moments.
Of course, it's crazy how fast time goes.
That's
thanks,
correct.
Dr. Plack.
Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.